IVM.
Hello and welcome to the Habit Coach Podcast, the bite-sized podcast filled with quick and easy actionable habits. Remember, great habits create that awesome life. I am Ashton Doctor, your Habit Coach. And today's fun fact of the day has to do with red pandas. Did you know that red pandas were the first pandas that were discovered? They were discovered before the traditional black and white giant pandas that we've all grown to love. However, red pandas are not actually the same category as black and white pandas. They're more like cats with elements of a bear in them. One of the cutest facts that I read about red pandas is that they sleep on their tails. They have these long, fluffy tails and they use them as a pillow to sleep on it. So cute. Can you imagine walking around with your own pillow? I think that's the best visual I've had in a really long time. And their tail being a pillow might actually be an important thing for the red panda because they sleep 2/3 of the day. I have a few friends like this. But continuing, most of us remember the red panda only because of the character Shifu played in Kung Fu Panda. Shifu means master or teacher in Chinese. The Shifu is someone who has spent their life dedicated to a martial art or an art form and then teaches that to the student. In the Chinese martial arts like karate, the master is called sensei. And when I was learning karate, I had a sensei who would be my teacher. This master teacher is respected and given a lot of importance in society. They appreciate the mastery of this work. The beauty of going to Japan is seeing people become masters of their work. They take such pride and give their work such attention that there is beauty to it. Last week, I was sitting in a coffee shop in Japan, and this coffee shop has been in the same location for over 60 years. Behind the counter was an old man making coffee. He had made so many mugs of coffee over the years that his hands would just glide. It was like seeing a dance, the way he scooped up and filled the coffee grounds, the way he cleared and cleaned everything so that not a drop of water or a speck of coffee lay around. He was dressed in a white shirt and pants. He wore a waistcoat and a bow tie. There was pride in his dressing as well. The coffee and the cake we ate were, of course, amazing. This is what I want to talk to you about today, becoming a master at something. In Japan, there is a word called shokunin. In the dictionary, it is defined as a master craftsman. However, it is far more than just mastering a craft. The apprentice is taught from a very young age that mastering a craft is not just about having the technical skills, but also implies an attitude of social consciousness. This means a shokunin who has been training or making teapots all his life, believes that each teapot is going to enhance the life of the person using it and society as a whole. He sees his work impacting society. With each careful movement he makes in molding that teapot, he's molding society as well. Now imagine if he brought that kind of craftsmanship to our lives. Imagine if he changed our perspective on the work we do. Instead of chasing after bigger salaries every year, we focused on how our work could better society. Most of us face sadness, anxiety, and depression because we are too self-oriented. Instead, if we started focusing outward on society and how we could help better society, our anxiety would automatically start lowering. Imagine if we didn't have to look at our life or work as a career that we are chasing, but instead chased after mastery, to become the best in the world at what we've chosen to do. Become the best engineer, become the best dentist, become the best chartered accountant. Any profession you've chosen, become the best at it. Pursue mastery and not just work for the sake of working. There are three habits you need to create when starting this journey of mastery. The first habit is to focus. You need complete focus when working. You cannot have distractions around you, no playing music or talking to friends or checking Instagram. When you are working, you are crafting something. Hence, it needs your full focus. The second habit you will need is to search for continuous improvements. Every time you do a task that is repeated, ask yourself, how can this be improved? What small tweak can I make that will keep improving this process? And the third habit you need to create is that of being a lifelong learner. There's a Japanese chef called Jiro Ono. He's 97 years old. His restaurant has multiple Michelin stars. Yet, when you ask him about his craft, he says that he has not mastered it yet. He is still learning. If you want to become a master, you have to become a master learner. Keep learning and never think that you know it all. As a master, your productivity improves, not necessarily by the quantity of work that you produce, but the quality of your work and the quality of the lives of the people your work touches. Don't become a master for selfish reasons. Become a master to make the world a better place. If you enjoyed this episode, I want you to do two things. Share it with three people. One, and make sure that you're subscribed. We also have a YouTube channel called The Habit Coach Awesome 180. You can check out snippets there. You can also follow IVM Podcasts on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. And if you want to follow me, I am at Ashton Doc on Twitter, Instagram, and everywhere else. You can also explore my books, One Habit a Day, The Book of Good Habits for Kids, and Change Your Habits, Change Your Life. Or if you prefer online courses, they're all available on my website. I am Ashton Doctor, your habit coach.